Whether you realize it or not, every time you do a new construction project in Bethel, you have to get permission from the federal government, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, to be exact.
We're in the wetlands everywhere here, and so any new construction you do is most likely in the wetlands.
That's Ted Meyer, director of Bethel City Planning. Meyer says that this permitting process is one way that the federal government protects wetlands, but with that protection comes red tape that Bethel residents are now going to have to cut through themselves. Ryan Wynn, chief of the Corps' regulatory division, says that Bethel used to have something called a regional general permit that was like a blanket permit for all the building that could happen over the course of 5 years. It gave the city the authority to approve construction permits without going through the Corps every time. But Wynn says that Bethel's general permit has been taken away because of disuse.
To actually issue a regional general permit takes a lot of time and workload, right? So in order to justify spending that time, there needs to be a high volume of similar activities in a certain area that would justify us doing this work up front.
Wynn says that Bethel doesn't meet that volume, and now individuals will go through the Corps to get construction permits. This only took around 10 days with the city, but through the Corps, it will take much longer.
An individual permit within 120 days, but sometimes depending on the contentious nature, the complexity of a project could take longer.
Wynn says a project could take years to approve if the site has significant effects on aquatic habitat, or could take a little over a month. There's no straight answer. Wynn says that every site is different. Bethel City Manager Ann Capella asked the Corps to take over the permitting process for the city last spring.
The Corps said, well, we are moving towards taking that over anyway, so I had sent a letter that the city will no longer administer the Corps permit as of last year.
According to the Corps, Bethel's general permit would have expired August 31st, even if Capella hadn't requested the change. Capella says that she asked for the switch when the city didn't have a planner last year and couldn't properly do its own reviews. Capella also says that the city had been getting a bad deal by taking that responsibility in the first place.
The Corps wanted us to, was the city, to do this for free. And that just, we are busy with our own required issues, let alone do the extra work for the Corps.
Bethel is now in the second month of its new review process. Ryan Wynn says the Corps will re-examine Bethel's general permit at the request of the city in the future, but until then, residents should plan on planning ahead. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.